Record keeps on spinning here at KUOW with Steve Scher. I'm Marcy Silman. A hunger strike continues today at an immigration detention center in Tacoma. Strike started Friday when immigration officials say 750 detainees refused food. That number since dropped to about 150 people. The protesters say they want to call attention to record levels of deportations across the country, also poor conditions at the Tacoma Detention Center. KUOW reporter Liz Jones has been following this story throughout the weekend. She joins me now. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Marcy.
So can you describe what happened at the center this weekend?
Sure. Well, first off, we should know that the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma is the largest facility of its kind on the West Coast. It has beds for 1,600 people. Currently, there are 1,300 there. And these are detainees from Washington, Oregon, and Alaska who are facing possible deportation. So what happened this weekend, we found out on Friday when an attorney visited her clients there at the detention center that some detainees there were on strike. The number ICE later confirmed, Immigration and Customs Enforcement later confirmed the number at 750 people on hunger strike there. That number has come down through the weekend, down to 400, the next day down to 150 as of this morning's breakfast. The attorney was able to record some interviews with her clients about why they're on strike. The larger issue, as you mentioned, is about deportations across the country, that we're seeing record levels of deportations under the Obama administration across the country. That's the big issue. The issue specific to this situation is at the detention center itself, the detainees say they allege conditions are poor. They want to see better food. They want better wages for the jobs they do at the center. They want lower prices on items at the commissary, things like riding supplies and clothes that they can buy there. So they began the fast also on Friday because that's the day that people who are set for deportation are separated from the rest of the group and scheduled for their Monday deportation. And so that's why they chose Friday. What else has happened this weekend is ICE instituted a temporary lockdown yesterday just as a precaution. This was just certain people at the facility. They did a lockdown. That's since been lifted. Angelica Chacero, she's an immigration attorney who's worked at the center for about 7 years. She's now a full-time professor at the University of Washington. She's been in contact with people there supporting the detainees, with attorneys going into the center. She said communication has been very difficult with detainees there, especially yesterday during the lockdown.
The detention center has shut down communication. Basically, no visitors are being allowed, at least yesterday, for many people showed up to visit.
We'll kick in this evening, so that happens tonight. And ICE has a whole policy of guidelines laid out for what can happen under that circumstance. They'll ramp up observation. They'll advise the people on hunger strike of risks to them. If they see that it's life-threatening, they could take further steps.
Force feeding, you mean?
That's a possibility. It is in the guidelines under what conditions they can do that, seek a court order for that. It's happened in other places. In California last year, there was a similar hunger strike there where they did seek a court order. It didn't come to that. That was at the 7-week mark. So we're in the early, early days of this here.
Is this, you mentioned that these strikers in Tacoma were protesting the ramped up number of deportations. Is this a nationally coordinated effort?
It is. The detainees say one thing that inspired their hunger strike was a demonstration outside the gate 2 weeks ago. That's when immigrant supporters blocked vehicles that were carrying deportees out of the facility to flights to repatriate them with their home country. This has been a coordinated effort we've seen around the country in other cities with similar demonstrations in Atlanta, Chicago, across the country. So it is a coordinated effort to ramp up and draw attention to the escalating deportations.
What happens next?
What happens next? Angelica Chacero told me she hopes that immigration officials will negotiate with the strike leaders and try to meet their demands for conditions at the detention center. The strike is expected to go at least 5 days, so that would go through tomorrow.
KUOW's Liz Jones covering the ongoing strike, a hunger strike right now involving, as of this morning, 150 of the detainees at the Tacoma ICE Center. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Marcy.
It's The Record on KUOW.